the Moras HaMachpelah, the cave of Machpelah, where our forefathers, really three fathers and four mothers, are buried. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, in the city of Hebron. Now, there you have certain walls of the building are still intact from the time of Herod. And if you look at those walls, you see how the Kosel Maravi must have looked when it stood. Because it's the same type of stones, the same type of architecture, and the same type of relief building. Absolutely magnificent. Now that building has also, throughout the ages, been tampered with. The Crusaders built onto it, and the Turks built onto it, but basically it is still the old Herodian building. And there you will see stones that are so large that no one can figure out how in the world anyone got them there, how people could have put them into place. There's one stone there that is 57 feet long and about 4 feet high and about 4 feet thick. And you're talking about a time with no hydraulic cranes. It's just is just unbelievable. And he went in for stuff like that. He went in for the dramatic, for the unusual, for the impossible. That's really what he wanted from his architects. And he built all of these monuments to himself and to the times. He rebuilt the city of Caesarea, and he made it into one of the show places. But he built that as a non-Jewish city. You go to Caesarea today, you can see some of the idols that were in the forum. There's one enormously purple idol made out of purple stone. And they don't know where they got that stone from. It's naturally purple. It's an enormous thing. It's about 14 or 16 feet high. Of course, it's without a head. They lost its head during the years, and other bits of it are chopped up, etc. But still, it's in a good state of survival. And this is from the time of Herod, from his buildings in Caesarea. He built in Caesarea something called the Hippodrome, which was a stadium in which he brought to Eretz Yisrael the Roman system of fights, of gladiators, of criminals being executed publicly, and all sorts of brutal displays of violence. Later on, that Hippodrome in Caesarea would be used by the Romans after the rebellion of Bar Kokhba for the execution of Rabbi Akiva and his followers. You can see today, now you can't see the ruins of the Hippodrome because there's almost nothing left, but what you can see still is the mark in the ground of that long rectangular area on which the Hippodrome stood outside of Caesarea. He built a fortress in the northern Galilee, near the ancient city of Kedesh Naphtali, called the Arbel. And in fact, he fortified the entire Galilee. He built a series of over 60 fortresses, and any of them that survived were used by the Crusaders, who rebuilt many of them on the Herodian foundation. And you can see many of the castles of the Crusaders today on top of the Herodian foundations. So he left his mark on the country, and he left his mark on the people. But not all of it is complimentary, not all of it is cheerful at all. And as I mentioned to you, Hurdis was overcome by wild paranoia always. And when he became older, so his oldest son, who was named on